From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield, and we have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Kimberly. And grain futures are on the higher side of things this morning. Beans have been leading the way up on comments from President Trump that he and President Xi of China have talked about pausing tariffs for now, maybe for as much as a year. We did have export bookings come out this morning, and they were really strong on the corn side of things. That may be lending a little support there. CONAB came out with their Brazilian estimates down a little bit in the bean, down a little bit in the corn, but down a little bit more in the beans. That kind of a head scratcher for me. Right now, we see the March corn futures at 430 and a quarter. That's up 2 3/4. July at 447 and a quarter, up 3, and new crop December at 462, up 2 1/4. March soybeans 16 cents higher at 1140. July at 1166 and 3/4 is up 14, and new crop November just a nickel higher at 1115 and 1/2. Meal futures up about $4.80. Bean oil up around 80 points. On the wheat side of things, after a strong move yesterday on the Goldman roll, we're just up about 4 cents in the nearby March at 541 and a quarter, July 557 and a half, up 3 cents. Livestock futures have been all over the place this week with the cattle and feeder cattle really strong yesterday, but just kind of hanging on today. We've got February live cattle at 242.67, up 32 cents, and April's at 240.92, up, down 5. Feeder cattle on the May, 361.65, up $1.22. And the Feb hogs that go off the board tomorrow at 86.90, unchanged. April's at 92.95, down 90 cents. We're seeing these outside markets kind of offering a little support on some days and not so much on the other. We've got the metals just lower this morning, down about 20 bucks in the gold. We've got the crude oil down about 50 cents. March crude is 64.13, down 50 cents. The dollar index continues to just look a little bit soft, 96.68 on the nearby March. That's down 0.04. Keep watching these markets. This may be a good opportunity to sell some new crop, even though they're the laggard on this rally. The November beans, again, 1115 and 3/4. New crop December corn, 462 and a quarter. That's up 2 1/2. Keep watching these markets. Insurance discovery period for the spring is underway. We're higher on the beans, but lower on the corn. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.